We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's Upwork.com. Upwork.com.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast.
It is rare when a player is a fourth round rookie pick and already a fan favorite. Now, I don't know how much of it came from the pre-draft process. So if you watch this show in the offseason, you know, we do a ridiculous amount of draft evaluations, pre-draft, mock draft, all that stuff. I love it. It's actually one of the ways I got started doing this podcast, you know, over 10 years ago. And CJ West was an absolute favorite. You know, we do our 340-plus draft write-ups and stats and profiles and comps. And we only had about, I think it was like 13 or 14, 10 out of 10 49ers fits. And at 19 on our list for the 2025 roster countdown comes one of those 10 out of 10 rookies, CJ West. Fans love him. And just such a perfect fit, the personality. We had him on the show. We did a full interview with him. I'll play a couple clips in today's breakdown. But, man, if you have not watched that yet and you're, like, kind of ho-hum about this season, you're not too excited, go watch. Just type in CJ West interview 49ers. It'll pull up on YouTube. You can check our feed on, you know, Spotify. What, it don't matter. Why? It's a little over 20 minutes, and it's going to get you pumped up because this dude just has everything that you want whenever it comes to talking about a defensive tackle, football player, all those things. So I want to lead it off with this. I asked CJ, what do you want 49ers fans to know about you? And here we go. Let's hear from the big guy himself. These fans look up to you. They're so excited to pull for you and buy your jersey and all that stuff. What do you want them to know about you before the season starts?
I want them to know that, like I said before, I'm a guy of high character. I love being around people. I love, you know, expressing myself and just making people feel happy about themselves, making people feel good. So I'm a guy of high character. I'm going to bring everything I got into the 49ers program. I'm going to give them everything I got. And you'll see my face. I love being around and helping out in the community. So that's something I'm huge on as well. So I'm sure you'll see me around in the community helping out and trying to, you know, make people feel better about their day and themselves. So
I love to hear that. That's a big deal to me. Now, he's wearing jersey number 99, 6'1". He's on the short side, 316. And this is a big reason why he fell to the fourth round. The measurables just aren't first day one, day two pedigree. 31.5-inch arms. That's the lowest 6th percentile of defensive tackles in the NFL. So, like, you're talking short arms. You're talking short, 6'1", but stout. He's 22 years old now. He's quick as hell. Ran a 4.95 40-yard dash. That's top 81 percentile of defensive linemen. 1.73 10-yard split. I mean, he is just quick. 33-inch verticals, good. 28 bench press reps, solid. And, like, you put all of his measurements in to mock draftable, he has 85 percentile match with DJ Jones. Short, stout, quick. And now, does the game translate there? I do think that there are a lot of similarities. You know, the athletic comp that I used in our draft write-up was Kenny Clark. The play style comp is one of my favorite players in the NFL, Puna Ford. I hate that he just signed with the freaking Rams, but, like, whatever. Puna Ford is an absolute beast. That's what I see with CJ West. Now, Puna Ford went undrafted. And I was like, dude, this is a major mistake. Like, Puna Ford is a quality player that will, at worst, make your run game better. And at best, if he could develop it, a pass rusher, be a three-down line. Well, now he's making double, you know, $10-plus million a year and all that stuff. CJ West has that type of potential. Robert Saleh was asked about C.J. West, the defensive lineman. He said, quote, he's like a little fire hydrant. He's powerful. He has heavy hands. He's going to be fine, end quote, with a big old Robert Saleh smile on his face. You know what I mean? Like, it just kind of, he's one of those guys, might not be a Pro Bowler, might not be an All-Pro, but it's like, this guy has such a high floor because he's immovable, like a little fire hydrant. Like, you cannot move it. From Chicago, born and raised up there, went to Nazareth Academy, pretty strong football school up there in Grange Park, Illinois. At Nazareth Academy, they put out a lot of football players. Now, he goes to Kent State and then transferred to Indiana last year. And he's not the only Indiana rookie we got. Curtis Rourke, the rookie quarterback, also drafted. So not one, but two Indiana players. Now, at Nazareth High School, he played linebacker and led the team to a 7-8 state title as a linebacker. Instincts, effort, energy, all those things. Was a three-star recruit, top 30 player at Illinois, 17th by ESPN. Committed to Kent State, played there, was awesome. Team captain, you know, all those types of things. Transfers to Indiana. And was a third-team All-American. Like that. Unbelievable, the tape that he put up there. And met with the 49ers several times. Met with them at the Shrine Bowl. Had a formal meeting with them at the Combine. And he's played a lot of ball. 1,900-plus snaps as a defensive tackle over his 5 years. That's ridiculous. You know, we do the trait ranking. He had a 9 on the experience scale. Not a 10, but pretty high up there. He was one of our rush crush, you know, like by far one of my favorite players. And the Niners took him in the 4th round, pick 113. I took him so many of our mock drafts that we did, and it was just perfect pairing. Perfect, absolute pairing. He went to the best team, scheme fit for him. The Niners, like, it's just awesome. And it didn't matter that the Niners already spent a number two, you know, second round pick on Alfred Collins, defensive tackle. You needed so much help. You had one of the worst defensive tackle rooms in the NFL last year. So you double up on that position. And in the past, where the 49ers double up on positions, it always pans out. Now, typically, the number two player, the latter player selected, outperforms the first player. Maybe that's the case here. I'm really high on Alfred Collins as well. We have not had him on our roster countdown yet. He is still to come. But I would not be shocked if C.J. West is the more... I still think Alfred Collins is going to be that guy, but that not an indictment on C.J. West. Like, he's number 19 on our list. Usually, fourth-round picks are not in the top 20. But this kid just has it all. This is our pre-draft write-up of C.J. West before the Niners drafted him. Two-gapper, run game and upper body strength. Beast versus the run. Always keeps his eyes on the ball, understands gap integrity. Amazing versus double teams. That is, 49ers need that so bad. Hands are A+. Just keeps offensive linemen where he wants them. Can play in an even or odd front. Huge for us. Best game was against Michigan. You'd love to see that because Michigan kind of, what makes them Michigan is their offensive line. Didn't have a problem playing against the best competition that he saw, was awesome. Great at holding the point of contact. Speed is impressive for his size. He's played everywhere. He's played A-gap, B-gap, he had about 900 snaps. In the B-gap, he had over 1,000. So he could kind of do it all. Now, his traits... 49ers fit scale, 10 out of 10. Experience, 9. Versatility, 6. Speed, 4. The tape probably should have a higher grade on that one. Like, looking back at it. Acceleration, 6. Probably should have been speed, 7. Acceleration, 6. You know, now that I've spent more time with it. We had a third-round grade on him. He went in the 4th round. And, you know, the run game is what sets him apart. That is his best skill set. But, you know, he wore this shirt that said, I hate QBs. Like, love it. So I asked him, which quarterback do you want to get the most? From Mike here in the chat, which quarterback are you looking forward to most hunting down? You talked about it earlier. Who is that guy in the NFL that you're like, I can't wait?
That's a tough one. Any quarterback that plays for the Seattle Seahawks. Any quarterback. I don't care who they put on the field. Any quarterback that plays for the Seattle Seahawks.
How do you not smile? Like, the kid gets it. He's just been with the 49ers, just drafted, already gets it. Whoever plays for the Seahawks, that's who I want to get. And guess what? You don't have to wait long, because week 1, you got Sammy D coming in. Oh, I freaking love it. I love it. Now, his college career, 150 tackles, 27 tackle for losses, 9 sacks, 2 pass breakups, 2 fumble recoveries, 2 forced fumbles. He's got 52 starts in 68 games. Of those 68 games, he's missed 3. He missed 1 game in 2022, and he missed 2 games in 2023. That's it. Like, 65 out of 68 games. That is just huge. You look at Alfred Collins, you know, just skip it over a little bit now. He's played 64 out of 65 games. So you're getting two maulers that, you know, stop the run, that are seem to always be able to play. Hopefully that continues. Now, he signed a 4-year, $5.2 million deal, a $1.01 million signing bonus. Glad that he got paid. And just want to see what, you know, he did last year, okay? Played 13 games. 446 snaps, 26 snaps on special teams. That's probably about what it's going to be. You'll put him out there maybe on field goal block. That's about it. You know, extra point field goal block. That's probably all he'll do. He had 40 tackles, 8 tackle for losses, 2 sacks. So the kind of, you can tell the tackle for losses are his staple. The run game is his staple. You're hoping he can elevate into a more substantial pass rusher. 2 sacks, you would like more than that. But 1 pass breakup, 1 fumble recovery, 1 forced fumble, 83.8 overall PFF grade last year, 88.1 in the run game. That's elite. 47.5 tackling. Those short arms are going to show up somewhere. That's where it is. You know, he's better at bull rushing, and, you know, you've seen him in the one-on-ones already in camp. Dude is just lighting it on fire. But a 72.9 pass rush grade, so pretty substantial, pretty solid. You just want more productivity there. I do think that he could be a difference maker, and man, it would be awesome if Alfred Collins and C.J. West are your starters long term. I'm not sure that's going to be the case. I could see C.J. West being one of those Bravo unit guys that comes in, and that's not a knock on him. You're going to need him to play a ridiculous amount of snaps to stop the run, to force third and long. He's going to get a lot of playing time, even if he's not out there on that first series, and he's looked great so far. So pretty pumped about it. Now, I asked him, what are your steps as a rookie and kind of what's next? What is the emphasis for you going into your rookie year? And man, you're a run game stuffer. No doubt about that. That's you're great at that. Mm-hmm. How do you take those next steps at the next level to get to that point where, look, we're not going to let teams run on us anymore, especially right in the goal line?
Yeah, I'm kind of starting off with that. Ever coming into college, you know, my first D-line coach, Coach Farrell at Kent State, we prided ourselves on stopping the run. Like, I take it personally if a team can run, you know, have more than 100 rushing yards. I take that personally. I remember there was a time and a team kind of did their thing on us in the run game. And I came in, I was like, listen, it's my fault because I solely take that personally. Like, I get upset when a team can run the ball on us because that's just the battle of the will at that point when you're running the ball. It's like, either I'm going to get past this and not let you run through my gap, or, like, you're going to beat me, and I'm just not going to let that happen. So it's a battle of the will, in my opinion. And I take it personal when the team runs the ball. But honestly, like, when, you know, coming into the league, I'm just going to have to play more violently because these are all grown men now. They're all getting paid. They're all professionals. I'm just taking my violence to the next level, snatching off blocks even, you know, harder and striking people harder and, you know, taking my gap quicker and things like that. So that's how I'm going to kind of bring that, you know, the run game to the next level. I take it personal. Like, I hate when teams run the ball. It really upsets me. It grinds my gears for sure.
Grinds my gears for sure. Talk about mindset, mentality, check mark. So the impetus on taking things personal. I will not allow this to happen. How are you not excited about C.J. West? I'm so pumped. And he comes in number 19. Cannot wait to see what this kid does on the field in the red and gold. Thank you to Josh for helping write this episode. And for us and the 49ers Rush team, we'll just keep counting them down. Your fantasy league pays bragging rights. My bookie pays cash. Gear up for another banger of a football season with a full-service sportsbook and casino in one. Whether you're firing off futures, betting the spread, spinning the slots late at night, everything runs through one account, one wallet, no switching apps. MyBookie has it all. Right now is the perfect time to get ahead of the curve with college football kicking off August 23rd. MyBookie's got national championship, Heisman odds, already live. Lock in your picks early before the lines start moving. And if you're brand new, you get a little extra juice. Sign up with promo code 49ers, 49ERS, or scan this QR code next to me. Drop in $100. MyBookie adds $50 for free. Go bigger, get more for your money. The action's heating up, the odds are moving, and this season is shaping up to be a good one already. Don't miss it. Bet big anytime, anywhere, and I mean anywhere, including California, with MyBookie. For those of you who don't know me, and I need you to just stick with me for a second here. Born and raised in Texas, and then went to grad school in Kansas City, okay? So barbecue is a major part of my life. It really, really is. There's two different ways to do this. It's going to make sense for football. Just hold on. In Texas, like, sauce is a no-no. Like, you don't do that. Yeah, there's some places you could do that, but, like, it's the quality of the meat, the way it's cooked, the dry rub, all that stuff. That's what it is. You go to Kansas City, it's the exact opposite. Man, they put sauce on everything. It's sauce upon sauce upon sauce. And people are always, like, ask me, like, oh, what's better? What's better? The answer is both. I don't think one is wrong. There's just two different ways to do things. And this is the exact same approach that the 49ers have brought to their edge position. There's the all beef, get Mikael Williams, run stuff. We're going to prioritize stopping the run and just, you know, solid, just meat and muscle, gigantic, huge players. It's awesome. And Mikael Williams is going to be able to do that. But then there's the Kansas City side, where it's like, man, let's get that extra little flaw, like, you know, flavor, the sauce, all that kind of stuff. That's Bryce Huff, and that's what he brings to the pass rush. And the answer is, do you love Texas barbecue or Kansas City barbecue? The answer is hell yes to both of them. You need the opposite to appreciate what each one of them brings. Bryce Huff is the exact same thing to Mikael Williams. And he's going to be that little extra flavor, that over the top, the whatever that comes from the sauce. That's what Bryce Huff brings to the 49ers pass rush. And is he going to get the snap count that, you know, so many other edge players are going to be and all that stuff? No, he's not. He is going to be a guy that's going to play 20 to 26 snaps a game, and that's probably it. He has a predetermined role, and that is to come in on pass rush downs only off of the edge, and then back to the sideline. Might only come out for one play at a time. That's not a negative whenever you can set the defense over the top. And the 49ers haven't had that sauce all the way since D Ford. And that was a very minimal time that we had him before the injuries all kicked in. So let's learn about the player the 49ers traded for post-draft, post-free agency, that I do think sets this defense over the top. He's going to wear jersey number 47. And has an incredible career. Undrafted free agent. Undrafted free agent that has, he had one elite year. Now he's had four okay years, but one elite year. And you're hoping he can return to that elite status. 6'3", 255. Some of the shortest arms of any defensive end in the NFL. 31-inch arms. Tiny, tiny, tiny. 27 years old. Still in his prime. Now, we don't have workout data for him because, one, he wasn't invited to the combine, and two, his pro day was shut down during COVID. We don't know his 40. I don't think it's good. We don't know his 10-yard. Probably pretty good. Three cones, probably his best attribute, but we don't have any of that concrete information. You got to go off of tape, 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 and tape. Nothing wrong with that for me. The tape is awesome. It really, really is. It is consistently good at what he does. And a lot of people are going to call Bryce Huff a speed rusher. Not that I completely disagree, but I don't think that is what he does. Speed, I don't think he's fast at all. I think his burst is good. But I think his bend and his hand usage is what sets him apart. Yeah, he gets off the ball quick. But I'm telling you, that 40, probably not that great. Good news is he doesn't have to run 40. It's his hand usage and his bend, his hip ankle flexibility throughout contact with offensive tackles. That's what separates him. Like him and D Ford, like they're going to play similar roles, completely different traits, completely different traits. Bryce Huff going into his sixth season was at St. Paul's Episcopal High School down outside of Mobile, Alabama. He was born and raised in Opelika, Alabama, chose to go to Memphis. was committed to South Alabama, flipped to Memphis, and I think that was a wonderful decision. Funny thing is, he's teammates with newly acquired Jalen Allen, the 49ers, who they brought from, you know, the UFL. They were both edge rushers there at Memphis, which is really, really cool. They overlapped a little bit. He was a two-time second-team All-ACC in 2018-2019 at Memphis, played in 51 games in college, 18 sacks, 40 tackle for losses, 136 tackles, 3 pass breakups, 4 forced fumbles. Now, he was an undrafted free agent for the New York Jets in 2020, before Robert Saleh got there. That was under Adam Gase. And made the initial 53-man roster as a UDFA is crazy talk. And, you know, was a situational pass rusher and special teamer. Got 2 sacks, you know. But his role started to increase his sophomore year, 2021, with the Jets. That's when Robert Saleh got there. He started 7 games. Had 2 sacks, was, you know, one of those guys. He was a top 3 pass rusher on the team, top 3 edge on the team. But then he had a back injury and went on IR and missed the last 8 games. That was his most significant injury. And we're talking D Ford. You hear back injuries, yeah, you get a little on edge, rightfully so. But this injury was something that took place 3+ seasons ago and hasn't reared its ugly head since. So that's a little bit more common. He's 27, so you're all right with that. And last year didn't play a lot. We'll get to there. So he's coming off a pretty rested season. But he had 2 sacks early on. He was probably on about a 6-7 sack pace in 2021. Comes back 2022, 3.5 sacks, and was kind of a speed rush only. Not a bad year, not a great year. But 2023, just monster breakout season, and that was with Robert Saleh. He goes out there and led the league in pressure rate. He had 10 sacks, 12 quarterback hits, and 45 hurries. I mean, just an elite, legit pressure machine off the edge. And again, speed is part of it, but it's burst, bend, hand usage. That's what sets him apart. Now, Nick Bosa was asked about him. This is what Nick Bosa said. Quote, and I could do my best Eeyore impersonation, be terrible, but quote, he's going to be our pass rusher on the other side. So I think that's a pretty big deal. He was one of the guys that I like to really watch when he was with the Jets. He's really elite at certain things, so we're going to use him that way, end quote. Again, what does Bosa do? Hand usage is what sets him apart. Film study is what sets him apart. And then he's just kind of good at everything else. But it makes sense with Bosa saying, yeah, I used to watch him because the bend and the hand usage, that's the thing. Now, Bosa's not the best with bend, but the hands, these are two of the best hand fighters you got. You bring in Mikael Williams, he uses his arms as well as anybody. Like, I just love what that brings. So, monster season, 10+ sacks, contract year, all that stuff. The Eagles signed him in 2024 for a 3-year, $51 million deal. They paid top-tier money. It did not go well. Vic Fangio couldn't stand him, was not a scheme fit. They wanted him to stand up and not put his hand in the dirt. He hated that. They wanted him to drop into coverage. You know, my Eagles guy that I talk to all the time said the very first day of training camp during install, Vic said, this guy ain't going to work for us. He can't drop. And so they wanted him to stand up, drop in coverage, you know, anchor the edge, all those different things, and not put his hand down. It just wasn't a fit. Wasn't a fit at all. And, you know, he won the Super Bowl with them, but he was a healthy scratch in the Super Bowl. They put Brandon Graham off of IR on him. Like, just was not a fit at all by any stretch. Now, he still played. He still played. So, like, you look at it, he started 6 games, played in 12 games with them, 13 tackles, 3 tackle for losses, 4 quarterback hits, 2.5 sacks, 1 forced fumble. But he had a wrist injury that required surgery, missed 5 weeks, and then just never got back in the good graces. They just kind of moved on without him. Now, the Eagles then were kind of stuck because they owed him a lot of money. So they kept him out of training camp and dangled him out there as trade bait, and the 49ers took the bait. The 49ers didn't give up much at all. 2026 pick, it's a conditional pick, could be a 4th or a 5th rounder. And the Eagles cover almost all of his salary. Like, they took the bite there. So the Eagles are paying him a little over $9 million of his money this year. And the Eagles also have a $16.6 million dead cap next year with him. So the Eagles are paying him this year. And the Eagles are paying him $16 million next year for the 49ers to take him off their hands. 49ers take on $7.9 million, much less than the Eagles are. And the best news, the 49ers now have Bryce Huff locked up for 2 years. Now, let's just say, this negative Nancy here, it doesn't work out. Bryce Huff doesn't pan out this year. 49ers can move on after this season with zero dead cap. Like, you're not on the hook for anything. So, like, there is such limited liability for the 49ers in this Bryce Huff trade. Now, if Bryce Huff does ball out and they do want to keep him, then you can keep him for $5.3 million next year. Again, bargain. Bargain. So you can walk away for nothing after this year, or you can keep him for cheap next year. Easy. Easy, easy, easy. And again, all that it cost was a conditional fourth or fifth round pick. I'm not sure the stipulations on that. I looked it up, couldn't figure it out. Sorry about that. Now, let's get back to the positives. Bryce Huff reunites with Robert Saleh in the same scheme that he's had his best three seasons in. And the idea is he's going to be that next D Ford mold opposite of Bosa, which, man, should help both, all of them. And the way that he plays is huge. Here's Bryce Huff. Quote, "Rushing with my hand down is definitely what I'm supposed to be doing. It's a lot more physical style of ball. They want me to be an athlete and make plays," end quote. Love that, man. And this should be something exciting with him joining the D-line room. Josh, the executive producer of this today's show, helped write it. Big fan of this trade. He loves it. Now, my film write-up, based off of NFL film, mostly with the Jets, and again, if you want to go watch tape, we got a couple Bryce Huff games up on our Patreon channel on the 49ersrush.com. They're up. Go watch them. And you can see the exact way in Robert Saleh's defense, the way he's going to be used. He's not a true speed guy off the edge, but great productivity. Bend, burst, and hands are his best trait. He's so good with his hands. Not great versus the run at all with the Jets. Never had more than 130 run snaps in a season. I don't think that's going to change. Not a coverage guy at all. I don't think that's going to change. What does he do? Dip and rip. Dip and rip, baby, off the edge. He's so good at it. Seems to always have a plan. Quicker than fast with good burst. Bend is really good. Energy and hustle shows. It's just a spark that he brings. Now, if you look at his career, like, dude's had a career. 20 tackle for losses, 47 quarterback hits, 20 sacks, only 13 starts. He is a situational pass rusher in the NFL. He is the sixth man, right, in NBA terms. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Now, career money-wise, he's made $23.6 million. And if I had to set the over-under at sacks, I'd probably say 5.5 because he has a clearly defined role where he's going to come in at that number three. 49ers are going to do NASCAR package, so it's not going to take snaps away from Mikael Williams or Nick Bosa. You just have more substantial pass rushers. You brought in all these guys to stop the run. You know, Alfred Collins, C.J. West, Nick Martin, Marquise Eagle, Upton Stout. Like, just run stuff, run stop, run stop, run stop. And now you've brought in this guy, the sauce, to the wonderful Kansas City barbecue analogy, that's going to be so badass. I am so pumped about this deal because it doesn't cost the Niners. They got it on pennies. And you know it fits the scheme, the coaches, all that stuff. Man, you give me 5.5 sacks, I'm a happy man for what you're paying. The NFL average is close to $2 million per sack, salary-wise. And the fact that he's not costing really anything, you know, just over $7 million, you're paying for 5.5 sacks. You're paying for 4.5 sacks. But 5.5 is what I would set the over-under at. Hopefully it's more than that. You're going to get those opportunities in this defense. But I'm freaking pumped about this trade. By far one of my favorite free agent, whatever, off-season moves, draft picks, whatever you want to call it. This move was genius. I really do think it is because the cost is so stinking low. So low. Bryce Huff, go get it. Let's have your best year yet, or even your second best year. I'd take either one. I'm excited to have them. Thank you, Josh. And for us and the 49ers Rush team, we're just going to keep counting them down. Hey, Niner faithful. If you're looking for tickets to see the 49ers play this season, TickPick is the destination for the best deals you'll find on tickets with absolutely no hidden fees. TickPick guarantees the best price on tickets to every NFL game and beyond. Download the TickPick app and use code Niners, N-I-N-E-R-S, at checkout to save $10 on your first order. Again, that's code Niners. Get your tickets ready today to cheer on the team with the rest of the 49ers Rush community. And all of our events for the 49ers Rush Road Trip are sold exclusively on the TickPick app or TickPick.com. Just search 49ers Rush. You know how good of a player you have to be to land in the top 20 and be projected to miss half the season. Well, Malik Mustafa has done exactly that. Coming off an ACL tear the very last week of the season, week 17 against the Cardinals, it was a re-tear of the same knee, which actually helps a little bit, but still you don't want to rush it back after tearing it once and then re-tearing it. You kind of want to protect it a little bit. But Malik Mustafa was by far one of the few bright spots of the 49ers defense last year. You had Diamador Lenore, and you had Malik Mustafa. Those are probably the top two. Obviously, Fred Warner, another All-Pro season. But, you know, guys like Sam O or Evan Anderson, or, you know, some of those things came about. But Malik Mustafa was just, good gosh, so fun to watch. Bright spot, electric, tone-setting, and whatever adjectives you want to put out there. This guy's got to be a part of the 49ers' future at the safety position. Now, injuries could complicate that. But no doubt, whenever Malik is healthy, whenever that does come back, he will be a mainstay in the 49ers kind of starting roster for years to come. And there is no competition on this roster. Jason Pinnock, Richie Grant, Jair Brown, no. Even fellow rookie Marquise Siegel, like the goal seems to be Malik Mustafa and Marquise Siegel is what the 49ers want that to be eventually. How long till we get that, I don't know. Last year, Malik Mustafa was number 32 as a rookie on our countdown. Jumped up 15 spots to number 17 overall. Wears jersey number 6, 5'10", 209, built like Hercules. The dude is just massive. 31-inch arms. That's why he kind of fell to where he did in the draft. He's 22 years old, still young. Ran a 4.5440, so he's got decent speed, not great speed. 1.58, 10-yard, 41.5-inch vertical, great. 10.6 broad, great. 22 bench press reps. That was the most at the combine from the safety position. Dude's a beast. He does not skip workouts. He's ginormous. Comps, Nick Cross, Nasir Adderley, kind of these rangy, hard-hitting safeties. That's what he is. Now, he went to Audrey High School, then Weddington High School, college at Richmond, then transferred to Wake Forest. Intelligence check. You see Wake Forest on there, you know you're all right. Raised in Charlotte, North Carolina. Abdul is his actual first name. Goes by Malik. It's not Malik, it's Malik, even if I mess that up in this little segment here. But, you know, 2019 Charlotte Defensive Back of the Year, first team All-State, All-Conference, you name it, elite athletic skills. Bruce Feldman's freak list that he puts out for now the New York Times, The Athletic, whatever you want to call it, he was on that. Pop Warner teammate with Will Shipley, which I thought was really, really cool, the running back for the Eagles. Led his high school to a perfect 16-0 record, state title in 2019. Elite track guy, 11.5 in the 100. You know, that's not great, but jumped almost 22 feet in the long jump. That is freaking awesome. Team captain for Wake Forest. Just like built in a lab. You know, you want intelligence, you want leadership, you want versatility, you want athleticism. Yeah, like you want character. Like this dude just is constructed the way that you want a player constructed. He played the star role or the Joker role, or, you know, they have different names for the same position, but kind of the hybrid defensive back that can play corner, he can play nickel, he can play safety, he can play linebacker, you can blitz him. They used him as a spy, and the 49ers love these types of guys. Other players on the 49ers roster that have played this quote-unquote Joker star role, Fred Warner, Renardo Green, Jalen Graham, Marquise Siegel, they love the versatility that he brings, and can play free safety, strong safety, can kind of do it all. And, you know, it's funny. I was texting with one of my coaching buddies yesterday. We will just talk about random players. And last night we were talking about Bob Sanders and just how great he was and how he had this elite skill set, even though he was small, with anticipation, tone setting, whatever. Injuries kind of cut his career short. But, like, the closest thing to Troy Polamalu in the NFL was Bob Sanders at that time, and I don't think there was anybody close. Ed Reed was a different specimen, but like Malik fits that mold. I'm not saying he's Bob Sanders. I'm not saying he's Troy Polamalu, but you just see it. The eye test, it's just like, who the hell is that? The flashes and all those things. And it happened in college. It's happened in the NFL in only a short stint. And you're hoping he can recover that from this ACL tear and go back to where he was. His only official meeting for the combine and all those things was with the 49ers, which is ironic because he grew up a 49ers fan and kind of modeled a lot of his game after Talanoa Hufanga on the 49ers. Now he kind of has replaced him a little bit. He talked about how his love for the 49ers was fueled by playing Madden all the time, and he always played with the 49ers. His favorite player, Frank Gore. So, like, how cool is that? Then you transfer, you jump forward to the 2024 Combine, met with him, and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And John Lynch even talked about his interview at the Combine, Malik Mustafa's, was his favorite. Zero penalties in 4 years. You talk discipline and all that stuff. And his mom, who is a Cowboys fan, said, quote, "The catch that broke my heart as a diehard Cowboys fan, the catch, the Dwight Clark catch, and the pick that revived it with the 49ers. Like, how cool is that? Like, I freaking love it. And so, like, you've got some inner family turmoil there, but that's always fun. And, you know, in the draft call when John Lynch called him, he told Malik, Kyle Shanahan told Malik Mustafa, "You got to get your family on board with this." But dude is just a stud. Plays all over the place. Box, free safety, special teams. You know, I had him as an 8 out of 10 in the 49ers draft book rating. I was probably a little low on that. Probably should have been a 9 or a 10. The ball skills and the lack of speed, I really thought the Niners were going to prioritize those two things. I missed out on those. A fourth round pick, you went number 124 overall. Here is our pre-draft write-up, the 49ers rush team. Loves to compete, plays with nothing but passion, not a ball hawk. Ball skills need some work. Jacked for a DB, at his best running downhill. We saw that. Zero penalties in all 4 years, special teams background. Nothing makes him happier than seeing a teammate make a play. That came across on the silent tape. Only speed is full speed. Amazing tackler that uses great form. I had a fourth round grade on him. He went in the fourth round. The injury and lack of speed / free safety experience, why I had him as an 8 out of 10, but and the injury has kind of shown its ugly head, sadly. Great last year, rookie year. It just was awesome until that ACL. You know, he played in 16 games, though. He got injured the last game of the season. 12 starts. $1.5 million earned last year. 72 tackles, 2 tackle for losses, 5 pass breakups, 1 interception. Great year. 831 snaps all over the place. Most of them at free safety. Like, people don't understand. 181 snaps in the box. That's that strong safety spot. 45 as a nickel kind of slot, whatever, against, you know, empty sets. 517 snaps, free safety. He's a free safety. Now, he can play strong safety, but he can kind of do both. I'm curious where they're going to put him. No doubt the 49ers are better with Malik. And once he comes back, he will get his spot. I think this year, probably going to be Malik Mustafa and Jason Pinnock, assuming all goes right. Maybe Jair Brown, but Malik is the best safety on this team. It's not close. And I'm so pumped the Niners have him locked up for another 3 seasons. And even though he won't be out there early to start the 2025 season, rest assured, he is going to be making a gigantic impact. Thank you to Josh who wrote today's episode. And for us in the 49ers Rush team, we're just going to keep counting them down.
Build a polished wardrobe that shows you stay you wherever you go with Mack Weldon. Use code MAC25 for 25% off your first order of $125 or more at MackWeldon.com.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.